Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every evening, either at 6:30, 8 o'clock, 9:30, or 10 or 11. On the button every week, every day, 5 days a week, and weekends, if I can do it. This show is a show which concerns itself with literature, concerns itself with current events in politics, and it concerns itself with theology and biblical revelation. Those are the things the show handles and are concerned about. And we talk about great books, such as War and Peace and Paradise Lost, and we talk about Holy Scripture and its importance and the epistles of Paul, etc., and John Bunyan and whatever. We are engaged in critical thinking. We are not. So this is a politically incorrect show. We're not concerned with political correctness. We're not concerned with political rhetoric, media lies or media falsehoods or anything like that. We're interested in critical thinking and getting at truth and facts as much as possible. We obtain this through reading Holy Scripture and also by reading the great books of the West, such as War and Peace, Resurrection by Tolstoy, Anna Karenina, and John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress and T.S. Eliot, of course, Milton's Paradise Lost, most of all, the greatest epic poem in English ever written. And so I would like to begin the show with that insight. And second of all, I'm a Christian, and I believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. And I also believe in the creeds of the Church, Athanasian, Nicene, and Apostles' Creed. And I also agree with the great Christian books of the past, such as Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan, T.S. Eliot, G.K. Chesterton, Bonhoeffer, Calvin, Luther, St. Thomas Aquinas, Augustine, the Epistles of Paul, which are the greatest religious documents ever written, and many others that I can name. Now, I'd like you to also know that I run two radio shows. These are Christian radio shows, but I welcome all comers and all points of views and ideas. And although they are Christian in orientation, one is a podcast in which over 4,300 people have visited this show, and many have visited this blog talk show from the Middle East, particularly, I'm happy to say, my Muslim brothers and sisters from Saudi Arabia have visited this show. And one of my very closest friends in the Middle East is a philosophy student in Iran who has a great interest in my Christian books. As I say, these are Christian shows, but I welcome all points of view and ideas and opinion. I'm ready to dialogue with anyone and discuss with anyone whatever their views are. You might say, I think that Jesus can be found in every place, everywhere that you can imagine. His face is a reality everywhere. His goodness and greatness and his great thinking is present everywhere where there are good people. Where there are good people with his goodness, there's Jesus. Where it's absent, you have Satan. I have also written 10 books, Christian books and legal books, two books, legal books, Select Legal Topics, Volumes 1 and 2, and Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, and a book, most recent book on the Psalms. My book on the parables contains the words of Christ, and I'm very, very committed to reading the parables and reading the Gospels where Jesus speaks. Where Jesus speaks, it is the mind of God speaking. It is God speaking. And that's about it. And the parables are warnings and advice from Jesus about what's true and what's not and what's valid and what's invalid. My book on the Psalms analyzes and gives a meditation on each of the 150 Psalms, and these Psalms are are very beautiful, Hebrew lyric poetry, Jewish lyric poetry. They're the legacy of Jewish religious poetic thinking. The Psalms are wonderful pieces of literature and wonderful pieces of thought. And I think that in the Psalms, Jesus speaks, and you hear him speaking. In the Psalms, God speaks, you hear him speaking. The Psalms are beautiful, and I memorized, when I was in Sunday school, the 1st, 2nd, and 23rd Psalm. I've never regretted reading the Psalms. I read them in Hebrew in seminary, and they have always inspired me greatly. I also have plans for other books, the miracles in the Bible. I have 3 books of my blogs, literary, philosophical, theological, and political. 3 of these blog books I'm preparing. I think they'll be interesting and of great value, I hope of value, to those that read these books. I also am preparing a book on the miracles in the Bible, as well as I have a law book, which I'm partially worked on pretrial motions and hearings in criminal law. I have to say that I am a writer, and to me the word, the printed word, is the primary way to know and gain knowledge. There is no other route. As Mortimer Adler said in his very great book, How to Read a Book, he said, images are drugs. We do not learn from drugs. They are passive receptacles. We learn from complex pieces of words in print. That is where we learn. That is where we can learn. We do not learn passive receptacles of images on computers, on cell phones, and on television, most important, or movies. They waste your time, they waste my time, and you learn nothing. Ultimately, you learn from print. That is where you gain knowledge. And without print, which is developing in our society, without people accessing print and the printed word, our society will inevitably sink into darkness and the kingdom of darkness. And that is what may be happening unless print is revived and people read the great books they should read, such as Paradise Lost by John Milton, or Paradise Regained with Samson Agonistes, written while Milton was blind. His mind was so great that he could overcome his blindness to write these great pieces of work. There are other books that I can recommend, T.S. Eliot, G.K. Chesterton, C.S. Lewis. They're all great. They're all helpful. I've also written 3 very important journal articles, one in the Syracuse Law Review on criminal procedure, which was brought by the United States Supreme Court and the State Department, as well as 2 articles on Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal, in which on the educational system and on sexual orientation discrimination. And these were bought by the State Department. And I'm happy to say all of these articles have been bought by universities throughout the world, whether in Europe, North America, Africa, or Asia. So that's about my background that I'm providing you with. And tonight we're going to talk about a very controversial topic, namely demons or devils. Now, the New Testament and the Gospels presents the picture of demons and devils and of Jesus casting them out of people. And many people will say these are fairy tales, these are nonsense. What is this business about demons? I don't see anything. I don't know what you're talking about. But I disagree. And I disagree because there is a reality to evil forces. And that reality can be found on a personal level in demons. They are a reality. We can know them because of the great evil that we see wreaked in the world, working in people, whether murderers, whether rapists, whether serial killers. There is a great deal of evil in the world, whether in broken marriages or in spouses who are cruel to each other. Whatever you're going to find evil, you will find demons. And demons are the personal element. They are a reality. They are the person of evil. I believe that demons exist. I believe that evil exists. And I believe that evil works and works on people through demons. So I don't deny demons, and most of all, the Gospels talk about demons. Jesus is presented as casting demons out of people who were possessed by demons. I think some people are so evil that they are possessed by a personal demon. I can say this much, that the reality of evil is so great that demons are very, very real entities and persons. And I'm going to talk about this again tomorrow night, but I'm going to embrace and tell you very definitely that the Bible presents the reality of demons, tells us about demons, says they exist, says they possess people and make people do evil acts and bring about wickedness and evil. Demons are real, evil is real, and we better start understanding the reality of this fact. Demonic forces are functioning in the world. They are taking over people. They are causing evil and wickedness on a constant basis. Demons never stop and have never stopped bringing wickedness and evil to the world and taking over people. Probably demons possessed Hitler. Demons possessed Stalin. Demons possess Pol Pot, and demons possess Mao and Stalin, who killed millions of people by their policies. Those people must have been possessed by demons, and it was demons that were operating in and through them. Those are just some examples. There are demons all over the place. They're in jail. Some of them are not in jail. They're all over the place. They're all over the world. And don't forget it, ladies and gentlemen. Demons are a reality because they represent the forces of evil which are functioning through demons, a personal element. Hope you've enjoyed this show, and I've enjoyed speaking about it. Good night.